Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
So remember way back when, I think, you know, first 2 weeks we talked about Brittany and her jewelry company, ABC Jewels. Well, now, you know, she's gotten her net accounts. She's starting to get some revolving accounts reporting to her business credit reports, but she still needs a bit of money. So she's went to her financial advisor and she wants to have a conversation with them about whether or not she can borrow from her 401k to help continue to fund her business. Now, do you think this is something that she can legally do? Yes or no, and why? Let's go ahead and light the chat up. So she wants to borrow from her 401k to help fund her business. Is this something that she can do as an entrepreneur? Okay, got a yes so far. Yep, but she will be taxed. Yep. And we'll talk about that tax part, because there's a difference between taking out a loan from my retirement and withdrawing from my retirement. All right. So the thing that I think is going to be more important for us to think about, a couple of things before we even think about going this route. First and foremost, loan versus a withdrawal. So a loan, you're borrowing against the money that you're investing in, right? So even though you're taking that money out, it's basically like a secured loan, right? You're taking that loan out against your money that's already reporting. And the good thing about borrowing, taking out a loan against your 401k is that you'll still be getting that interest, even though you'll be paying it back, right? But the difference between that and a withdrawal is once you withdraw something, and if you're under the age of 60, you'll be hit with, you know, tax penalties, the 10% federal, and then depending on the state, they might also come hit you with some state tax as well. So whenever you're thinking about your 401k, go for loans over withdrawals. Make withdrawals kind of like that last resort. Like, this is the only funding source that I have access to, and it's the money that I have, and I'm okay with getting that 10% penalty against it if I'm below 60. But you know, the kind of stipulation with loans that we often don't think about is you can only take out loans of those 401k accounts for employers that you're actively with. So again, like, unless you are with that employer right now, 9 times out of 10, like, that 401k account won't let you borrow against it because you're no longer working with them. They will give you the option to withdraw, which, you know, you can do from every 401k account that you have. But again, like, I would try to, like, if you could roll over all of those into that active method of employment that you have, because then that total amount will be rolled over into that one account and you'll be able to borrow from that, as opposed to, you know, only having withdrawal restrictions if it's sitting on their old accounts. So something definitely to think about in terms of, you know, overall consideration for your person as well as your business. Because when you're talking about your 401, when you have like multiple accounts, you kind of want to see whether or not you want to roll them over into one, or, you know, maybe roll them over into IRA, which is another place that, you know, can be a place that you can get some money and kind of think about. But in general, a 401k is a great resource that I want us to keep in mind if ever we need to, but just understand the stipulations based on where you are in your personal, like, employment journey and how that might work out with taking this up as a source. All right, so some other kind of forms that, you know, are out there, and will be a bit dependent on where we are in our journey, and I think will become much more sufficient as we kind of get, you know, more months and years under our belts in terms of our overall business. So equipment financing, I think, is a great place. One, because it provides an opportunity to add installment type accounts, you know, largely because that's a lot of the equipment that you would be leasing across industries would be on like that installment kind of like method. So that would be a great space. One, because even though you are taking money out or borrowing money to get this, the kind of what you recoup in terms of actually needing that equipment to conduct your business, to maybe automate some processes or whatever that equipment means to you, your particular business and the niche that you operate in, having that is something that could boost those profits that will not only repay whatever monthly installment you have to pay against the equipment, but it'll also help you bring in profit as well, right? So with equipment financing, think about not just the amount of money that you're going to have to put out, but how much more money will you be able to bring in simply because you have that equipment. Or, you know, an equipment doesn't have to be like physical, right? It can also be technology as we're moving into like AI, which I want to talk about a bit more in a bit. But as we're becoming much more technological and the idea of considering what is equipment continues to evolve, don't not factor in technological equipment and how that can also help automate processes and whatever else you need that stuff for to kind of maximize profit to be able to pay back these things on top of whatever else you got coming in the pipe for your operating costs. Merchant advances are basically like credit lines against like your credit card transactions. So like in some ways you're building a relationship where like you don't have to pay those merchant fees out of pocket because of the line of credit that you have installed with it. That's something that I think is to, you know, it's very niche dependent. And I think, you know, it's something to consider only if it would benefit you. Like, yes, building that relationship is good, but in all the other areas that we've been focusing on over the past couple of weeks, like, this isn't something that would be necessary, you know, only if it will provide value and is something that you think will be beneficial in the long run. And lastly, revenue-based loans. So based on the revenue that you bring in as a small business owner, you can actually borrow against that in some ways. So this is a good option for like folks who have steady income streams of revenue but don't qualify for those traditional loans. So this could be another space for those of us who are working on our personal reports and trying to get things up to date, or just, you know, in that crazy process of disputing, which, you know, the personal credit bureaus are becoming much more aware and trying to, you know, keep us from what they know we legally should have access to. But think of this as another one of those options if you needed it, you know, in terms of, like, I think for my folks who are working on their person. So both the 401k element as well as the revenue-based loan, which could be something that, you know, if you're already producing revenue, not only is that good to show in terms of your business plan when you're soliciting this money from those folks, but if they're utilizing your personal report or looking at your debt-to-limit ratio or looking at your history from your personal credit report and they're saying that maybe they want to not do something right now, having that revenue would allow them to be able to see, well, even though they're working on themselves as a person, their business is bringing in money in a way that I think that regardless of where they are as a consumer, that they could do this based on the revenue that I'm seeing. So they'll want you to kind of like make that loan based on the revenue that they're seeing and what they would consider you be able to continue to bring in based on that. All right. So kind of moving into just like an overview of class, I wanted to remind us of like those 20 compliance elements that we talked about. You know, in the first week, we talked about these first nine. So thinking about just setting up our entity as a whole, making sure that our EIN, our DUNS, all of our demographic information, like address, phone number, email, website, all that is up to date. And then after all of that is done, you know, making sure that our credit profiles are up with the four agencies, starting to build those credit histories and our business profiles, starting with those net 30 accounts or those net accounts, depending on like what the days are, then moving into revolving accounts, which will then help us be able to talk about those last three that I just mentioned. So installment accounts, that bank loan or equipment lease. So bank loan is different from that secured loan that we talked about earlier. So these are like those loans that are not, you know, that don't have to fall within like being defined as something that's like you have to personally guarantee or secure something. And that's also going to be the space where equipment leasing will also come into terms. And in total, something that we didn't mention, but I think once you kind of look at having at least seven in once in on your net side and then at least five on your revolving side, trying to have at least a total of 15, like across all four of your agencies is ideal. Excuse me. Because that's going to be what is supportive and maximizing your opportunity to get not just money itself, but larger amounts in terms of the credit that they'll be able to give to you. And of course, I'm gonna move that next time, but like making sure that your business plan is up to date and compliant, and showing not just your market analysis, which is going to be an important space that most people will start at, but like your revenue projections, because they want to know, one, do you know the industry that you're trying to penetrate? And two, what profit do you see yourself being able to accumulate based on your knowledge of being unique in a lot of these markets that are like oversaturated, what I shouldn't say oversaturated, but have a lot of competition.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.